columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
There is a new unit of time that will replace the nanosecond, and that is the amount of time it takes for an event to happen and John Kirby to get on the airwaves explaining what Biden really said and meant.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. It's the post-presser show, the cleanup on aisle Brandon. It's good to be with you today. I'm Dana Lash, and you can sign up for the newsletter. I sent some things out over on Chapter and Verse at Substack. If you're a subscriber, you got some of this stuff this morning. Whoo, boy. Okay, so say something nice. Okay, so the nice thing I'll say is that it did go beyond the 30 minutes that I was expecting, right? Because I think we were all thinking this is only going to be 30 minutes and that's with questions. There's no way this man's going to take more than that. This is not going to happen.
And he shouldn't have.
Yeah, and he really shouldn't have. We have so much audio for you. So, like, for instance, audio soundbite 1008, please, where he says, he's already bitching about how long he was going. This was maybe halfway through. Listen.
How many more hours am I doing this? I'm happy to stick around.
That was when Ducey was trying to talk to him. By the way, Peter Ducey and Phil Wegman are national treasures and they should be protected at all costs. So let's go right to the yelly part because that's... There were a couple of bombshells, and I'm going to get to the minor incursion into Russia. Actually, let's do this now, because that was crazy. This is audio soundbite two. I don't know what to say with this. This was nuts. He was asked about the possibility of a Russia invasion into Ukraine, and hoo boy, listen.
Russia will be held accountable. If it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then
okay,
end
can
up
I full stop right here? A guy wearing a buffalo head walking around the Capitol, that was an insurrection. But when Russia actually literally invaded Ukraine back in 2014 when Biden was vice president, that's just an incursion. Minor incursion, not even like a major incursion. It's like rec league incursion, not even JV, man. Woo boy. So just a minor incursion, just, you know, little bitty bit of a minor incursion, nothing big. So then Alex Alper, who is not really a conservative, he's with Reuters. He says, so wait a minute, like, what do you mean minor incursion? Listen to this.
I wanted to follow up briefly on a question asked by Bloomberg. You said that Russia would be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion, and we end up having to fight about what to do and what not to do. Are you saying that a minor incursion by Russia into Ukrainian territory would not lead to the sanctions that you have threatened, or are you effectively giving Putin permission to make a small incursion into the country?
Good question. Anyway, next. There you go. Oh, boy. So I saw today that they decided to go to get Tom Hanks. He's having such a bad time with everything that the inaugural committee said. They went ahead and they had Tom Hanks come out and narrate a video talking about how resilient everything is. Nobody cares, dude. Then he said he wasn't going to apologize. Audio soundbite 9. This was the other. Oh, my gosh. I just need you to hear this.
My dad used to have an expression. He'd say, son, if everything's equally important to you, nothing's important to you. There is no way
to
get
I'm
out
sorry.
Of Afghanistan.
Stop. So if everything is equally important, nothing is important. So if you love all of your children equally, you love none of them. That's his logic. I love all my children equally. Well, Joe Biden's dad says if you love them equally, you don't love any of them. Oh, man. Can we?
used to have an expression. Mm-hmm. He'd say, son, if everything's equally yeah. important to you, nothing's important to you. There is no way to get out of Afghanistan after 20 years easily. Not possible, no matter when you did it. And I make no apologies for what I did. I have a great concern for the women and men who were blown up on the line at the airport by a terrorist attack against them. But the military will acknowledge, and I think you will, who know a lot about foreign policy, that had we stayed and I had not pulled those troops out, we would be asked to put somewhere between 20 and 50,000 more troops back in.
I make no apologies for how I handled Afghanistan. I mean, I make none. None at all.
What about the drone strike?
I feel so bad for those people who got blown up. You mean the kids that you blew up in the van? The van of 10 people with kids? Those people that you blew up? I mean, you blew up a lot of people. I'm just curious as to, you know, which people that got blown up you're talking about here. Oh my gosh, you guys, this was an absolute fecal storm. I don't have words. I couldn't believe it. Critics are saying, and not just critics, the fact that they went and got Tom Hanks. Oh man, I need this soundbite forever. Listen to this. He was asked about his first term. Listen. Oh, 12, sorry. I got so excited, I forgot to tell you which
one
it was.
Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office? And how do you plan to course correct going forward?
Why are you such an optimist? Look, I didn't overpromise, and what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen.
What? I didn't overpromise. I outperformed. If your baseline is like in the red, maybe you outperformed. I showed up and I breathed today, everybody. He showed up breathing. He's already outperforming our best estimates. I outperformed. I did. That's going to be my excuse for everything going forward. I'm glad my kids were in school when this happened and they didn't watch this, because that's a great excuse for kids to use on parents. Well, I didn't overpromise, Mom and Dad. I just simply outperformed. That's what happened. As though they're two mutually exclusive things. Oh my gosh. So I'm stunned. This was the craziest damn press conference I think I've ever seen. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this. Now, can we get to the yelly part? Do I have time? Oh gosh, we got to do this immediately. The yelling part. So Phil Wegman. Oh man. Audio soundbite 17. Phil Wegman gets up and is like, so, you know, you did compare people to Bull Connor. You got anything to say about that? And Biden lost his mind. Listen.
And I know that you dispute the characterization that you called folks who would oppose those voting bills as being Bull Connor or George Wallace, but you said that they would be sort of in the same camp.
No, I didn't say that. Look what I said. Go back and read what I said.
Okay, can we go back and read what he said? Stop right here for a second. We'll continue the yelling. Audio soundbite 16. Let's just go back and hear what he said. Let's go back and hear what Biden said.
So I ask every elected official in America, how do you want to be remembered? At consequential moments in history, they present a choice. Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace?
Oh.
You want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor?
So if you don't support the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, then you're siding with Bull Connor. Okay, sorry, let's go back to Phil Wegman's question, because he's like, you did compare people who opposed the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. You literally did compare him to George Wallace. And Biden's like, no, I didn't. Go back to what I said. Here, sorry, go ahead.
George Wallace, but you said that they would be sort of in the same camp.
No, I didn't say that. Look what I said. Go back and read what I said. And tell me if you think I called anyone who voted on the side of position taken by Bull Connor that they were Bull Connor.
Wait, can I stop this for a second? How dare you call How dare you say that I called people who took the position of Bull Connor, Bull Connor? That's like saying, I mean, if you want to side with Hitler, so you're saying they're Hitler. How dare you say that I said that people who side with Hitler are Hitler? What the hell is this? And he gets mad. I keep interrupting. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting it. It's so good. And
that is an interesting reading of English. You I assume you got into journalism because you like to write.
So did you expect that that would work with Senators Manchin or Sinema?
No, here's the thing. There's certain things that are so consequential. You have to speak from your heart as well as your head. I was speaking out forcefully on what I think to be at stake. That's what it is. And by the way, no one forgets who was on the side of King or verse on or Bull Connor.
So you're saying that they're like Bull Connor. How dare you again, Phil Wegman, accuse me, the senator, president, of saying that the people who are on the side of Bull Connor, holding his hand, hugging him, loving him, adoring him, our Bull Connor. How dare you? The Caltech's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Caltech launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Caltech continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Caltech believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Caltech firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Caltech's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Caltech firearms by visiting KeltechWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KeltechWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Caltech. Caltech, game-changing innovation and performance.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Someone's having a no good, very bad 2022. Alec Baldwin is sued now for defamation by the sister of the fallen Marine who was killed in Afghanistan and Joe Biden's withdrawal after Baldwin called her an insurrectionist because she posted selfies in Washington on January 6th. Her name's Riley McCollum. She's 20 years old. Riley McCollum is 20 years old. It was one of the 13 military members killed in the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul. Her sister, Royce McCollum, has spoken out. She was at the Ellipsis. She was at the Washington Monument the day of the riot, but she wasn't actually, didn't go with the rioters. And Alec Baldwin had called her an insurrectionist. How many people has Royce McCollum killed? And how many people have Alec Baldwin killed? Let's do a body count. Do you want to have that conversation? Right? Moving on. This is good. My friend JJ marked that it's 40 years ago today that Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off a bat at his live show in Des Moines, Iowa. The bat did not survive. It was not able to comment. Now, remember, he thought it was a fake bat. He thought it was a rubber bat, and that's why he bit the head of it. And it turns out it was not a rubber bat. It was an actual real bat. So there you have it. A couple of other things here. The Washington Free Beacon says that the GOP is now looking into the Biden DOJ for originally downplaying the anti-Semitism involved in that Texas synagogue attack. Also, the New York AG, very, very litigious, Letitia. Ooh, that's a good nickname. If she was a Garbage Pail Kid, her name would be Litigious Letitia. New York AG says that Trump's company misled people with misled banks and tax officials. You know what? That story would have come out forever ago had that even been remotely true. How many times are they going to do this? And the Loudoun County school chief, the chief of staff, is out after that scandal over their handling of that sexual assault complaint. Stay with us. I got to ask you all a question. This is not a rhetorical question. Can you eat candy if you don't feel represented by that candy? You know what I mean? Like, case in point, I was like, why is M&M's trending? Whenever something trends, I get nervous. Like, I saw Denzel Washington trending the other day, and I got super nervous because I know, right? That's my actor. My favorite actor. And I'm like, I swear, if nature took this man, I'm going to kick nature in the jimmies. And I'm like, and it was just all the Macbeth stuff, which apparently is a really supposed to be a really good adaptation. Although Mel Gibson as Hamlet, I think, is probably the best adaptation that's ever been ever. That's the best of that. Anyway, so I saw M&M's were trending. I'm like, the heck is M&M's trending for? Please don't be something stupid. Oh, wait, it is. So I asked if you felt represented by the candy you eat. Because apparently you can't eat, what'd you call these things? Chocolate lentils? I don't know what the hell you call the things.
Little chocolate buttons.
Chocolate buttons. So they say, I can't believe I'm reading this stupid headline, but this is, everything is so dumb. And the static electricity in the studio is real. M&M's updates mascots to represent a more dynamic and progressive world. So this is what's being written. I'm not making this up. M&M's iconic mascots are getting an updated look and personalities and backstories to align with the fact that consumers value inclusion and belonging more than ever. Green will embrace confidence and a new pair of kicks. Oh, how do, fellow kids? Red will tone down the bossiness. Oh. Orange will acknowledge his anxiety and more. Is there going to be a gay lentil?
Yeah. Did you see the tweet I put in the Slack?
Do I want to?
You kind of do.
Wait a minute. This like is a betrayal of canon. So Brown is kind of butchy. The brown lentil and green is a lesbian, apparently. Great. I don't know about you guys, but I wasn't going to be able to eat chocolate lentils unless I knew one of them was a lesbian. I just didn't know. Oh my gosh, I just had the most un-PC thought, Kane. I'm not even going to be able to mute myself and say it. It's going to have to be on break. So... yeah, it's, you better thank me for that.
I'm thanking you right now.
I mean, I better be like, thank I'm all you. Kinds of cosmic high fives right now because, man, it's a goodie.
But like everything else, I care about what's on the inside. And the inside of all of these, no matter what their outside lentily
shell. It's candy.
It's kids chocolate.
It's candy. One of them's a nut.
It's true.
Two of them are nuts. So brown is... so green is the I'm just going because this is what stereotype that's so green's the lipstick lesbian and brown's supposed to be the nerdy butchy one? For real?
I think so.
So which is the M&M that identifies as something else? I don't think they're represented. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Whose anxiety in consumer world is so stupidly dumb that you can't eat a piece of candy unless, well, I don't know, is the candy gay? I don't know. Is it have anxiety? Is it trans? Does it identify as something else? I don't know. I just can't eat my candy.
Does it identify as a sex slip?
For real. Like, what's going to happen to Mike and Ike's? Sexist. It should be named Mike and Karen's or something. Like, for real, are we going to do this with everything? This is the dumbest stuff I've ever seen. Who's waking up M&M's? Why do we have to have woke M&M's? realize, though, I think the most disturbing and thing about it was that wasn't there the intimation at one point that they fed on themselves for sustenance? I mean, isn't that like...
That's true.
Oh, wow. Okay, so maybe they're not... Are they lesbians or not? I think they're suggesting it without... You guys have the brass to say whether or not they're lesbians. So this is here. So here's what it is. It says, the green M&M and the brown M&M will have a more friendly relationship, showcasing a force supporting women. Okay, the way they were sitting, like they have their hands in each other's laps. I'm just saying, it's right. I don't sit with my girlfriends like that. Okay, I don't like sit next to my girlfriend and put her hand in her my hand in her lap. It's weird. And I don't do that.
The text says it's rare Ms. Brown and I get to spend time together without some colorful characters barging in,
interrupting our lesbian times. I mean, I just don't right, know. Says, like what
says Ms. Green?
I just don't know.
It's like, why are we doing this?
Why is everything so stupid?
And by the way, if you're eating fistfuls of M&M's daily, you're a walking comorbidity.
Maybe if we make it woke, people will eat and get fatter.
Right.
Did you guys question?
It's their comorbidity.
Do you guys sit with your dude friends like that and you guys put each other's hands in your laps?
I'm going to go with no.
I don't know who sits like that. That's why I'm like, are they lesbians? Or are you just suggesting without actually having the courage to fully embrace the wokery? I don't know.
Maybe they're just really close friends.
This is the stupidest thing ever. Anyway, they say, so see, here's, this is what I'm telling you. It says, the two characters' dynamic will have them together throwing shine and not shade. I hate that. The two characters have sometimes been at odds in advertisements, but they've also been seen as friends, or more than friends in others, like this tweet from 2015 showing the two holding hands on a beach. Okay, so yeah, it's they're lesbians. Wow. Don't you think that the anxiety that they have comes from the fact that they're candy and people want to eat them? I mean, this is so stupid. Does everyone feel better? Do you feel more accepted and loved in life? Are all your daddy issues gone because you have candy that feels like it represents you? Well, I wasn't going to eat this candy, and my daddy issues were driving me to levels of anxiety not seen ever before until I realized that the red M&M really identify with it, and the green M&M I identify with this one too. It makes me happy and makes me feel accepted and seen and heard. It's my truth. It's candy. If you have to seek validation from candy, go away. Go away from humankind. I'm done. We're all done with you.
Jeez. I think we have bigger issues to worry about at this moment.
I don't. So they're oversexed cannibals. No. Is that what I to understand about this? I'm still going back to the fact that they literally ate each other for sustenance. That was in one commercial. I don't know if this is the dumbest thing or the study that was on the privilege and generational wealth in the animal kingdom was the dumbest thing so far this week.
This week is packed.
I am at a loss. So I'm at a loss. This year, Valentine's Day is as easy as a kiss. Keep it simply soft with loungewear, pajamas, and underwear from Tommy John. Give a gift of Tommy John loungewear's soft tri-blend and micro-modal fabrics with four-way stretch, so they'll keep feeling the comfort and love all year long. And when the loves in your life are wearing Tommy John, they're that much more comfortable, so they can do everything better. And that's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics who call Tommy John lounge joggers, quote-unquote, buttery soft and the best pants ever. With over 17 million pairs sold, Tommy John's made couples across the country comfier than ever. Let them do the same for you, your Valentine, and everyone on your gift list. Plus, there's no risk. Every gift is backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/Dana. Keep it simply soft with loungewear, pajamas, and underwear from Tommy John. Visit TommyJohn.com/Dana for 20% off your first order. TommyJohn.com/Dana. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we?
just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's hit it into some Florida man, shall we?
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida man.
I love the cow. The cow really adds a, really adds something to it. All right. So first up, excuse me. I just don't know how I can. This is in Clearwater, Florida. And this Clearwater Council, City Council candidate, a report says that Aaron Smith Levin, a candidate for City Council seat 5, caused a bar altercation. And his defense was, I am a work in progress. So what happened is he went to the bar to sign up voters. Then he got into a fight with some dude. And then he screamed the see you next Tuesday word at his girlfriend. So I guess the signups didn't go well. That's what it sounds like. The signups didn't go well. But he was asked to comment and he issued a statement saying that he blamed the, quote, hell and the, quote, unbelievable stress of leaving the Church of Scientology. He said he defected 7 years ago and he's basing, he said, his council campaign on a pledge to stand up against what he says is their dominating presence and in downtown and to challenge their tax exempt status. So, but yeah, the witnesses were saying that he called the girlfriend. A man punched him in the head after he heard the council candidate call his girlfriend about all these names, including that one. And the guy said that he didn't use the word, but then he said it after the boyfriend punched him. I'm like, what? After the other guy punched him. Oh my gosh. So this is crazy. Oh, and then he also threw Mardi Gras beads at people and tried to, I guess if they wouldn't sign, then wouldn't register, then he taunted them to fight. Actually, that's not a really bad way to get people to sign up to vote. I'm just saying, like, throw beads at them and be like, if you're not going to sign up, fight me. I don't know if I don't like it or not. I don't know. Let's see. A couple of other things here. This is in Naples. Deputies say a man was singing with his eyes closed and crashed his car. Zachary David Allen, 26, told deputies he was singing an Ellie Goulding song when he ran into the sign at Dreamcatcher Circle in Dancing Wind Lane. He was totally arrested on DUI. But that wasn't what caused the crash, he said, as like that was some sort of way to not get arrested for that. It was because he had his eyes closed while singing, which is only an excuse that a drunk person would give. So the DUI arrest makes sense. Oh, and by the way, he also had all kinds of like bags and of drugs and all kinds of stuff in there. So he's in some trouble.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show, where I was a regular fill-in for about 8 years. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle. Why the need to remake country music and into what? From there, I looked at art. Art under the guise of totalitarian regimes is so interesting because it seems that Beyonce is doing exactly what totalitarian regimes want done with art. Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.